Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr, and you are listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for people who do the needle and thread thing. And just me this week, and it's going to be a really short one, because what we really have this week is a video, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But just wanted to give you an update on a few things. Just flew back today from Phoenix, where I got to spend 10 days working and riding my bike in the desert, and visited the attic three times, because, yeah, three times. Went there on Thursday, last Thursday, and bought a light. We'll talk about that next Wednesday. Then went Saturday, where Gene had an all-day unveiling celebration of the Queen of the May, the new Hands Across the Sea samplers, Queen of the May sampler. And had a little celebration there, and a whole bunch of ladies were there stitching when I got there later in the afternoon. And so I had a really nice chat with all of them. It was a lot of fun to see what everybody was stitching, and enjoyed the little visit. And then went back on Tuesday, just yesterday, and recorded three videos. And the main one is the one that that you'll have for this week's midweek show. And let's see. Sunday, our guest will be Kim Young, owner of Sassy Jack's in North Carolina. And on a kind of a downside, Kim lost her cat, Sassy Jack, for whom her business is named. Got sick, and she had to put him down. And, of course, anyone who has ever owned a pet knows that pets become family, and so it is very painful to have to do that. So our sympathy to Kim on the loss of Sassy Jack, but as she said in one of her posts, Sassy Jack will live on every time she answers the phone and sends an email or does a post. So that's kind of a nice ongoing remembrance, but still tough to lose a pet that you've had for any length of time, but certainly for as long as she had Sassy Jack. So sad for that. But Kim is here Sunday, and we have a really it's always interesting to talk to Kim, because Kim has some very excellent insights into what's going on in the world of needlework and how we as customers interact with store owners, business owners, and designers. And we had a really excellent conversation about some of the dynamics that are going on in terms of how this business, this hobby, has changed with the internet and with social media. So a really interesting discussion with Kim, as always, on Sunday. And then Vanna will be back with us on next Wednesday. And in addition to, there'll be several things. I'm sure we'll talk about Twinkies, because why not? But also we'll talk about progress on her Jesus project. And then we'll also see how she did with the Sarah Brazier borders that she was going to have done by today. She didn't get them done. We're going to talk about it. That'll be fun. So that's going to be Vanna next week. And then to the point of this week, now, just given this little podcast, but what you'll have to do is, you don't have to, but I certainly hope you will, go to wetalkfiber.com or go to our YouTube FlossTube channel to see the video that I have for you this week. And it's the video I've talked about doing for several weeks now. When I was out in Phoenix, I got to sit down for a good length of time with Linda Vinson of Needle Made Designs. And we got to talk about what she did with the Queen's Sampler, which was originally designed and stitched by Darlene Osteen, and made available to us by Vicki LoPiccolo Jennett of Needlework Press. And then, so you have that chart available, but then Linda Vinson went an extra mile with the thing and really did some spectacular designing and stitching of the Queen's Sampler. And so we saw this in Nashville. I did a short video with her. But ever since Nashville, I've wanted to sit down with Linda and just go through as much of the nuance and design and brilliant stitching that is involved in what she did with the Queen's sampler. And I know several of you are already going, oh, a cross-stitch sampler, what can there be about that? Well, this is not that. This is not that. The Queen's sampler is a very, very different, at times seemingly complex, gorgeous exploration of all kinds of needle techniques. And Linda is just a master stitcher and just did a tremendous job. And I've wanted to, ever since Nashville, I've wanted to sit down with her. So got to do that in Phoenix. And we just had a great time for about 45 minutes exploring all the things that went into her stitching of the Queen's sampler, how she created the dimension and the texture that she put into so many areas, the various stitches, why she did the colors she did, the white work section, which is easily a large third of the sampler, and an impressive accomplishment in itself. And so we get to just explore that. It was so much fun to talk to Linda and hear what she did and why she did it and how she did it. And then at the end, we get a little taste of her next effort with this basic design, in that she is in the process right now of creating a King's sampler to go with it. So there'll be a pair of these samplers. So I hope that you'll go to wetalkfiber.com or to our FlossTube page and enjoy the video that Linda and I did, because I sure enjoyed doing it with her. A tremendous lady, tremendous talent, and this Queen's sampler is a one-of-a-kind treat when it comes to needlework. And I really hope you'll spend some time with it and come to appreciate what Linda has done, because it's unique, and it's one of the special pieces of needle art that we have for us. So try that, and I hope you enjoy it. And I really I hope I get some feedback from folks. Did you enjoy this kind of thing? Would you like to see this kind of video in the future? And just feedback. What'd you learn from it? And then, hey, I encourage you. I came back home with my pair of charts, the Darlene Osteen original chart from Needlework Press, and then the stitch guide that Linda Vincent put together from Needle Made Designs. So I have them in my hot little hands. And I have to say, after going through the video, making the video with Linda, I was going to just have that for something to do in the future, but it just got moved up on the list here, because I think I want to tackle this thing. It's one impressive thing. So watch that, enjoy it, and I think really come to appreciate what a work of art it is, and certainly come to appreciate Linda's talent. And with that, thanks for listening each week, if you're able to do that. And for those who catch up in bunches, thanks for doing that. And then we'll talk to Kim Young on Sunday and Vanna on Wednesday.